Assume you become President Ron Paul. If Iran was to strike back at Israel, what would you do?
Well, I'd go and look to the rules, and the rules are that if our national security is threatened, you explain it to the people, and then you go to the Congress and say, is our national security threatened to such a degree that we declare war against a particular country?
If you believed that Iran had enough enriched uranium to genuinely launch a nuclear attack against Israel, would that knowledge alone mean that you would countenance military action?
One thing that we should set aside is there's our CIA and the Mossad. Israel are not arguing that they have the case, and even Israel said, the leader of the Mossad said, even if they had a weapon, it's not an existential threat to them.
So you wouldn't ever countenance any preemptive strike?
No, not really.
Never?
Why should we? That's aggression. We're not supposed to commit aggression. I mean, that's left for the dictators. But, you know, we now don't do aggression, but what we do is preemptive war.
But if you had got knowledge for it,
preemptive war is equivalent to that, and I think it's very dangerous.
But they have already said, Ahmadinejad has made it quite clear, he believes in wiping out Israel if he got the chance.
Okay.
If you were president in the Second World War, and you'd been given knowledge the Japanese were planning Pearl Harbor, you would have preemptively struck, wouldn't you?
Well, let me touch your first subject first, and that is quoting Ahmadinejad, because that's a misquote, but 99% of the people in the media would misquote it, and everybody in Washington believes it. What he actually said on the proper interpretation was that the regime in charge of Jerusalem should be removed from the pages of time. He did not say that Israel should be wiped from the face of the earth. Just think of the difference on that, removing a regime like getting rid of our administration
or
something.
You're not seriously defending Ahmadinejad, are you?
I'm trying to defend honesty, and I'm trying to defend openness and willing to stop a war. Just
do you see him as a threat?
Just, please let me finish my sentence. Just like John Kennedy was able to talk to Khrushchev. If we can talk to Khrushchev and he had 30,000 missiles, why can't we talk to a country that doesn't have a nuclear missile? And they are not, according to the record, they're not on the verge of it either.
The reason I'm pushing on this is a lot of Americans who, you know, may like you personally or whatever, but they think you're weak on this because of the preemptive issue. And I come back to that question I put to you. If you had knowledge, and you were president when Pearl Harbor happened, if you had pre-knowledge of that happening, would you have attacked Japan?
Yeah, an imminent attack. We're seeing the planes come over, obviously, yes. An imminent attack.
Well, I mean intelligence.
An imminent attack.
Intelligence, it may happen.
An imminent attack is quite different when the planes are coming versus this fiction. Just, we shouldn't have such short memories. Everything they're saying about Iran, we said about Iraq, and they were all lies. And how many men died? 8,500 Americans died. 44,000
come back
crippled.
I totally agree with you about Iraq.
But it's the same principle.
As a newspaper editor back in Britain, I opposed the war in Iraq vigorously and loudly for 2 years.
You should oppose us going into Iran.
I think Iran is a different situation.
Why?
Because I think that they would, if they could, consider attacking Israel.
And
if you're America, you can't let that happen. And the Israelis are looking to America for leadership on them.
Why shouldn't they depend on the British? Why doesn't the British take care of them? They have a lot of influence up there. Let all the British kids go over there and die.